We hadn't been able to connect with Sheriff Bob Johnson. We do now have him on the phone, I think. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm having phone troubles this morning.
Sorry. No worries at all. So let's just kind of start there. I was having this conversation about the new bill that got passed by the state legislature to go to the governor's office that would require a 25-foot buffer up from 14. My first reaction was kind of what Democrat Bobby Powell said, which is 25 feet is a long way away to shoot a good video, and that means that sometimes people are not going to be able to capture stuff that has been, effective. But you got to create a safe space for the first responders to react, right?
Well, yeah, I get that part too. But I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of people who just, they can get some good video of some good things, if they get closer, like you were talking about the dump truck and the tires and stuff. But then, it's kind of a double-edged sword because we do have people who push the envelope when they're filming deputies and things like that. So I kind of understand it going both ways.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, the basic problem is if everybody used good judgment, we wouldn't need laws, right?
Correct.
I mean, your job would be moot.
You got that one right.
If everybody was
I would be working somewhere else probably. So
most definitely. Hey, I'm going to come back to the conversation about that particular law when we get done talking with the sheriff. But I did have a couple of things that happened in Santa Rosa County, and I wanted to talk with you about. I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the Mike Cosay's place in the Corner Shack, that's a case that you guys made the arrest for. Is that right?
Correct. And it actually spanned two states and about four counties total. But, yeah, we actually made the arrest, and it was in reference to a bunch of stolen vehicles like tractors. And it was everything from full-size tractors to skid steers to those riding lawnmowers. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, these were things that people were buying at enormous discount off of their obvious value, which always, it takes a little bit of a willing buyer, to make this stuff happen. But that's what he was allegedly selling, stolen merchandise, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this. If you buy a tractor that's normally valued at $100,000 and you buy it for $80,000, okay, that's a pretty good deal. When you're paying $30,000 for it and it's brand new, yeah, you got to know it's stolen. you can't say, well, I didn't know it was stolen. Well, nobody knocked $70,000 off the price of a tractor.
Right. Do we know yet, how the mechanics around how this started, where he got them from? It just seemed like it must have been a multi-state network of some kind.
Well, it was. And they were basically hitting places, the targets of opportunity. They would find these, you go by a big tractor sales place, like Smith's up in Jay or one of those up in Alabama. And you drive past it, and they'll see a tractor on a trailer, all set up to be towed, and they would remember that. And then, they would come back out and cut the lock off the trailer and just tow it on, the whole thing. And they were doing that, like I said, multiple counties across two states. And we were lucky enough. I take that back, three states, because Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So, they were going all over the place and getting these things and then reselling them. And in some cases, they were removing the VIN numbers off them and then selling them, which is obviously a huge red flag, or should be.
Right. That's amazing to me. I get it, because when you're in that kind of a business, you want to display your merchandise so it's the most, you're trying to sell it, right? And to display a tractor on a trailer is not all that surprising. But, of course, you've also served that up on a platter for a would-be thief, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you see it all the time. And I can't blame the retailers for doing it, because like you said, you want to present it and say, hey, look at the total package here. All you got to do is just, But it does give people ideas. And unfortunately, these guys were pretty prolific. Like I said, three states, and I don't even know how many counties, but it was probably 10 or 12 counties that they were hitting. So.
Wow. Well, good congratulations on cracking the case and, all of that. It's a reminder of all the crazy, ridiculous things that people do. If only they could just be good and decent and honorable and straightforward, the world. Well, you'd be, bored or out of a job, but okay. Obviously, one of the other stories that involved y'all this week was the Lighthouse Christian, a private Christian academy, the house that was allegedly being used to, or I guess it was, but, a lot of the details, I think, are still murky. You guys have put out a response to this that said you couldn't find any violation. You talked to Channel 3, And, you know, that's your job is to enforce the law. Couldn't find any legal violation. Just, I have questions, and I have tried to get a hold of them, and they have not gotten back to me or our news department, at least not yet. Do we know even for sure whether the students who were staying there are of age, 18 and up, or underage? And if there were underage, were there any supervisory adults on the house, in the house?
Yeah, we were told there's one adult in each house. There's two houses with 12 kids in each house, and there's one adult in each house. And they've all been vetted through Homeland Security. They're all here on visas. And we're told that their families are also here. They're all soccer players from Brazil. And according to the White House Christian Academy, they all have 3.5 grade averages or above.
Okay.
That's the only way they let them come play for them. So apparently they're good kids. They just, there's a lot of them in chats with, you know, we sent my district attendant out there. He went out there and there's no law violations. Now, if the fire department finds something or, you know, there's a code violation, then that's another thing altogether. But for us, there was no Florida state statute being violated.
Okay. So they are minor teenage high school boys, but with parental consent, with an adult on the premises, and in both cases, 12 in the house total. That's what you guys, you think are the facts?
Yeah, and some of the kids are 18. They're all high school age, so I think there's a few scattered in there that are 18 years old.
Okay.
But it's from like 15 to 18.
And so, I mean, you're the sheriff. Your job is to enforce the laws, but your job is also to, you know, look at a situation and say, well, you know, even though the law might not affect this, do I think this is a safe situation, law aside? Did you have a thought about that? Because I know I really went back and forth in my own mind about this particular case, but, you know, you have better information than I do. Did you have an assessment of whether the practice or the house was, I mean, essentially okay for these kids?
Well, this is the way I look at it. As long as they have an adult there, you know, and they're under, according to what we're hearing and understanding from White House Christian Academy, they are under some strict rules, too, or they can't play soccer, and they're here to play soccer. So if you played high school sports like, you know, baseball or whatever, you know, you do something stupid, you're off the team.
Right.
And it's the same way here. So I think they're a good bunch of kids, and as long as they have an adult in the house with them, I don't see a huge deal with it. Now, can I understand why some neighbors are up there? Bus flow. Good. You know.
Yeah, we're totally losing you on your phone, unfortunately, this morning. But I think I heard what you said, that, you know, there could be situations or circumstances where you, and you can understand why people would be concerned not knowing more. But that as is, as you understand it, the thing is not particularly concerning. And I actually share that assessment. You know, I wanted to know more before I passed judgment. And I think sometimes we get worked up before we know all the facts, which is always very easy to do.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob
it
Johnson.
Is, it is.
Thank you so much for the time this morning. Thank you so much for what you do for us and keeping us informed and keeping us safe. And we'll talk to you again next week, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
Of course. 820.